Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Psalms 50 from verse 2. So a lot have happened over the week. A lot of have happened over the month for even the body of Christ. And a lot had been happening before now and is happening even currently. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is of great concern. This month we lost two people in the body of Christ. No, last month we lost two people in the body of Christ who are very popular. Let me put it like that. I don't know of the rest if we did lose more people. Person of Pastor Vodi, and we lost Charlie Keck, isn't it? And I'm sure if anything happened to other pastors who I'm not aware of, God bless their soul. But majorly, these two people, we know them. They are popular. And we lost them. And we saw how evil has penetrated the heart of many people. You know, people are excited. Some people were excited. And that would have not really been a problem until we saw that even some pastors felt like it was okay. Some people that call themselves pastors, not pastors, especially in that part of the world, felt like it was okay for him to have died. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm sure some of you saw all of those videos. And I'm not saying yet, I'm not suggesting they are fake men of God and the rest, but it's of great concern because He died. Are we together? Yes, and we are still receiving hate speech. You know, even if the person is black or white or a devil. You know, somebody told me one time, he said, "What do you think about this prophet, so-so prophet?" And the prophet was late. I said, as long as he's late, I don't have an opinion. He's late. Are we together? Yes, let's forget about it. Hallelujah to Jesus. When somebody dies, they should be a kind of everybody should be a little bit, you know, they should keep their reservations. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But people kept on speaking, and some spoke in hateful ways. But we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Say amen. And we'll not shy away from saying the truth, because if people who even have the same skin color with us are saying something that is negating what we're about to call to see as truth, we'll speak anyways. And we trust that the Holy Spirit in your heart will affirm what we're saying, whether it's true or not. Are we together? Personally, as a preacher, I feel like we're in a dangerous season. A very dangerous season. You know, recently, I was telling leaders yesterday that there's this great man who is known popularly as Elon Musk, a great scientist who I personally like. And there was a time people were saying that he's Antichrist. I'm sure some of you heard all of those narratives. People were suggesting he was Antichrist because of some innovations, some things he was thinking about. Well, I had my reservation on some of his projects. I was wondering if he knew what he was saying. Are we together? I also had. All right, but I understand that he was more human than any other thing. Are we together? And that somehow I told somebody, I said, I feel this guy knows what he's doing, even though some of these projects are not things I support. And I'm sure he will not carry them. It will not come to pass. They will not come to pass. You know, when somebody is trying to make humanity look become something new from his own perspective, you know, it paints a picture. He's a suspect, firstly. We may think he's from the kingdom of darkness. But do you know, please listen to me with a very open heart, that sometimes, you know, For me to say, I have the power, you know, I know AI so much, and I want to make sure humanity think in a particular direction. What if I'm wondering if this my gift I have about AI can solve humanity's problem? And so I want humans to think in a certain way that is right. I don't know how you people are getting what I'm trying to say. That was what was happening with that man. He felt like he can help human beings through whatever he knows to be thinking in a particular direction that is right. Because how can you be against transgender, against LGBT, and against humanity at the same time? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's not possible. How many of you are understanding what I'm saying this morning? Is it possible to be against humanity and against LGBT at the same time? It's not possible, because for you to be against LGBT, you are for humanity. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So probably your attempt is you know, you have a good conscience with a wrong approach to solving the problem. You are seeing a problem, but your approach to solving the problem is actually wrong. You cannot, through AI, make human beings to think right. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It is only through the word of God that human beings can think right. Now, as a computer scientist, we did a course in my 400 level. It's AI, artificial intelligence. And we found out that AI is a tool through which computer science as a whole are working towards making sure machines behave like human beings. The highest goal of computer science is to make sure, the dream of computer science is to make sure that machines behave like what? Human beings. AI is how they want to bring this dream to pass. Are we together? So somewhere in the topic, along while we're doing the topic, they said to us that now this is not in math or physics terms, it's in our terms as computer scientists. They said we'll take vectors to be thoughts, to be like thoughts, for instance. Vectors to be like thoughts. If you are mathematicians, you'll be wondering why I'm calling vectors thoughts. But that's how they taught us. So we substituted vectors for thoughts. So we said we can train these vectors, for instance. Alright? Train them so much. Train them to have human characteristics. Are we together? You know, train them so much and throw them in machines. Alright? So when we train these vectors, which are like ideologies, and throw them in machines, then finally, the machines will behave like what? The trained vectors. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So now, when the machines are not behaving well, you don't blame the machine. What do you blame? The vectors. It is a proof that the vectors were not properly trained. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you this morning? Are you in church this morning? Can we shout glory, glory, glory? Outside too, can we shout glory? Yes, we can hear you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when you train these vectors, are we together? And throw these vectors into machines, no matter how big the machine looks, alright? You know, there's a car they call Big for Nothing. How many of you have seen that car? They call it Big for Nothing. It's that was my first car. So when people call it Big for Nothing, I used to feel offended because I felt like the car was big for something. You know, at least it can carry plenty load. Are we together? And I felt like the car is underrated. But I understand why people say that thing. The car is just big. But the engine is just there. I think the engine too is big. So they felt like they gave the car big engine and everything, but it's not worth it. People felt like the car would have had a small engine and everything. Because that same car has the same engine with this Camry Mozu. So they call it big for nothing. Alright? So no matter how you see the machine big, listen to me carefully, what determines the character of that machine is not the bigness of the machine. It's the vectors you trained. Are we together? When you train the vectors properly and put the vectors in the machines will take the shape of what? The vector. The characteristics of what? The trained vectors. So if the machines are not behaving properly, you don't blame the machines. What do you blame? So while I was studying that man called Elon Musk, I felt like he wants to bring humanity to a point where he can determine humanity's thinking in the right way. That's what I felt like. Because you cannot be against LGBT and against what? Humanity at the same time. But he's still wrong. Because only God's word can do that. Yes, sir. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Only God's word can do that. If you observe your phones, your machines, they are behaving like you right now. Am I saying the truth? If you carry your phones, for instance, in cognition modes, in under AI, there's what we call recurrent neural networks. It is the ability of a machine to remember things like human beings. So you carry your phone now, you just write ta. If you are familiar with always writing Tabita in your phone will complete it for you. B-I-T-A. If for you, you only talk about table, you always search about table, when you write T-A, it will complete it to B-L-E. If for you again, anytime you write T, you are talking about tabernacle, it will complete it for you. If you just write T, you will see a suggestion. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And many more. You will see crazy things. See what AI is doing today. When they started these videos on Facebook, some of you thought that it was true. I remember the first video I saw with AI. Somebody came out and said, if you are single, something, something, something. It was funny. It looked so real. But it was AI. In fact, right now, AI can reshape you. You can look like the way you want to look in your heart, even though you are not like that physically. Am I saying the truth? Yes, and some of you, that's your profile picture. That's your profile picture. You prefer that look to AI. You know, when we look at you physically, we're like, what the heck is this? When we look at your profile picture, you look amazing. May God bring you into the fulfillment of what you are dreaming in the name of Jesus. I see them, they say amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when the machines are misbehaving, what do you blame? Is it the machine or the vectors? When human beings are misbehaving, blame the ideologies they've known over the years. And that is why sometimes, you know, I was saying something to my friends many years ago. I said, one day the world will rise against the church because they came to the church for a solution. And after they left the church, they found out that they were still doing the same thing they came to the church to help them from. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? If we don't pay attention to doctrine, one day members will rise against church. They will rise against pastors. Paul told Timothy, he said, pay attention to the things you are learning. Pay attention to your doctrine. He said, in doing so, you will save first your life. And secondly, what? The people that hear you. First, you save your life and the people that hear you. You see how we are looking fine and wonderful and gentle and kind and humble. Have you seen a humble womanizer before? Hey, talk to me, church. Have you seen a very humble looking man that is a womanizer before? I mean, they told you that, the guy, look at the man. So humble, so nice. But you know, they use woman joko. If you see woman, you couldn't believe it. Hey, talk to me. Do you see these situations? Have you seen a very gentle lady that likes men? Beautiful, gentle lady, but she doesn't joke with men. You're like, this lady, you see the way she fine? Yes. You see the way she careful? You see the way she kind? Yes. She like men. And you are like, God of mercy. You see this guy? You see the way he's praying? Let me enter prayer side. You see the way he's shaking? Make girl just pass down. He will stop the prayer. He concentrate on the woman. You see, and he's making it look as if prayer is not powerful. It's not prayer. That doesn't mean you are praying. If you are praying, it can have that effect. Small. This kind of effect can happen. But this is not the definition of prayer. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? The prophet of Baal, when Elijah was in the situation with them, when he needed fire to come down and sacrifice and take over the sacrifice, the animals and everything there, Elijah said, pray to your God. They started shaking and cutting themselves and shouting. Did anything come down? Did any fire come down? He now told them, shout even more. Maybe your God is sleeping. Shouting is not a proof of prayer. Yes, while Jesus was walking on the earth, did you see Jesus do like this, carry bell and do like this? Did he shake? Now, I'm not trying to talk down people that probably their reaction is a little bit funny to some of us. I've seen people who genuinely are praying. And I almost laughed at their reaction. I had to tell God, help me not to laugh. I mean, they are genuinely praying. I had to tell God, help me not to laugh. Because truly, the prayer was genuine. Not everybody will be gentle like me. But what I'm trying to say is, it's not every prayer you see people praying and shouting and jumping that makes it prayer. You must not jump. If it's not doing you to jump, don't jump. But if it's you that don't just want to jump, you know, some people come to church, they are praying, they're like, Libro, thank you, Father. Bless your name. Mighty Redeemer, you're powerful, you're glorious. I clap for you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They are doing big boy in church. Probably because a lady they like is around. She invited me to the church. Let me impress her. Father, we give you praise. They start singing worship. You're awesome in this place. You're awesome. Woo! Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. You are deceiving yourself. Express yourself. Are you listening to me? Many years ago in Remedias, I thought everywhere is like Kaduna. And I entered the fellowship, so they started praying. I said, lift up your voice and pray the Lord. I just started, La Pakosia Pakata. Everybody turned and looked at me. I looked at everybody. I had to say, sorry. Everybody was like, we bless your name, Father, we give you praise. They were just speaking English. Me, where I was coming from, if they say, lift up your voice and praise, fire. So when they say, lift up your voice, and La Pokateya Prende Kapaya. Me too, I was calm. I never thought singing would be different. They said, can we just bless the name of the Lord with a song? Holy, everybody said, holy. I was like, holy. Ooh, yeah. Everybody looked at me. I said, yay. This place is different. Hallelujah to Jesus. In our side, while we're growing, if they say, let's worship, everybody begins to just shout, I'm singing tongues. Here they say, be in the mood of worship. That was the first time I heard somebody say, be in the mood of worship. I was looking at the lady. She said, be calm, don't move around. Do you know, after that meeting, they had to call me. I said, that's not how we do things. I said, where I grew from, that's how we do it. They said, no, we don't do that here. They now asked me, the tongues you prayed, who understands it here? I said, I don't know. Say, hey, if there's not somebody to interpret, don't pray it. I said, where am I? Where I came from? Oh my God. Lift up your voice and pray. We'll carry chair and go to the side. That's how I grew. Our slogan was Uta Uta Babana. If they don't say opening prayer, people are going to pillars. They are looking for where to opening prayer. Then after the minister is done preaching, he'll say, somebody press. You see somebody sit down on the ground, carry chair and pour on his head. The worst is when they say hunger, pray for hunger. I'm not joking. You see us, we'll hug ourselves and start crying and praying. But you see, as I grew up, now, it's not bad. I had a very good foundation of prayer. And it has helped me so much. But as I grew up, I saw that it is possible to be doing all of those things and still don't know God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It is possible to be doing all of those things and still don't know God. The first time in my life, I was studying the Bible and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, listen, Simon, because I was praying for hunger that night. I was praying for hunger. You know, I told people my encounter, how I was praying to know God. I was on my keyboard. I want to know you, that Pastor Chi talks song. I want to see your face. I want to know you, Lord. I was crying because how I was living my life as a Christian was not looking like what I was saying. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And what the Bible was saying. I was wondering, why do we still have struggles as a young child? And I started crying. And while I was doing that, the Lord encountered me. And through the process, one of the things he told me was this. He said, don't pray for hunger. You know, I said it the first time I said it over in Makurdi, there was trouble. Some people believe in this town that I'm fond of wrong doctrines. There was trouble. I said, don't pray for hunger. It is a wrong way of praying. I said, when you have Jesus, how many of you have Jesus in this place? Shout amen. Amen. If you are about to have, wave your hand. If you have, wave your hand. I wish Jesus is always looking at these people that are not always raising their hand so that he will mark you people. If you have Jesus, wave your hand up. Okay, that's good. How many of you know that when you have Jesus, you are satisfied, you are not hungry? He is a bread that when you eat, you don't hunger anymore. And it's a wine that when you drink, you thirst no longer. The Lord told me, he said, stop praying. Begin to thank me for satisfaction. Because it is only when you are satisfied that you can explore. Remember, he told us to enter into his rest, not stress. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And as long as you think you are lacking something in God, you will never be effective enough. He said, in Christ you are complete, not lacking anything. Colossians 2, 8 through 10. That's what the Bible says. In fact, in 2 Peter, he said, you have received everything necessary for what? Life and godliness. Say, I lack nothing. As a believer, you lack nothing. You've got all the grace you need for life and godliness. What remaineth is knowledge. Knowledge to get that grace within you multiplied. The Bible says grace and peace are multiplied to you via the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you know Jesus, the grace within you already, guess what? Multiplied. The day you were filled with the Holy Ghost, you did not receive a mini God. You received the major almighty God. How many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost in this place? It's not a mini God. You receive all of God on your inside. Right now, via knowledge, we are unraveling all of God on our inside. For instance, as you are listening tonight, grace and peace is getting multiplied. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The moment I understood that, Satan ran away from my life. It's not possible again for him to come close to me. That's why the Bible said Jesus preached deliverance to the oppressed. He preached deliverance. Real deliverance is preached, not conducted. I know as I say these things, some people are wondering, what the heck is he saying? I'm saying the right thing. How many of you know that sister in church that always fall every meeting? Don't pretend. When the man of God says, lift your hand, fire is coming, you know who will fall. Raise your hand if you grew up in a place like that. Every time he comes to us, something is leaving. You will see her doing like this. How many of you have been in that place before? Why? You know, the day man of God said there's fire coming to deliver people, you know Sister Vero is the first. And after the fire delivers her this Sunday, next Sunday, if another fire is coming to deliver, it's Sister Vero that is the first. Every Sunday for her is deliverance service. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, if somebody has a demon and you remove the demon without filling that vessel with another thing, he said, that person is not saved yet. The demon will come back one day when he's passing. He will look at his house. I say, there is nobody in the house. The only thing that was different is that the house has been swept. Meaning there is nobody inside. It's empty. And so he will go back and bring seven others. Six others including him, seven. They will enter. Seven is a prophetic number for perfection. And if you turn it around, it is perfect destruction. Meaning that demon will bring some of his brothers to make sure that they don't check him out again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you in this place? Very important. So that they don't check him out again. So in other words, if you didn't have knowledge as a pastor and conducted deliverance for somebody without giving that person knowledge, you have caused more trouble for that person. Because while he's empty, the devil will come with how many others? Seven others, six others, including himself. And they will destroy that person. That is why you observe people that were in church, that left church, they are worse than people that never came to church. They are worse. It's more difficult to touch them. If you begin to preach, they are laughing. They are telling you, you see, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, I was like you. I was preaching in every door to door. And I'm assuring you, this thing does not work. Tell somebody it works. If you check them critically, they were stubborn.
I was telling leaders yesterday, a lot of things make for you becoming effective in God, not just doctrine. Pastors are not only supposed to give you doctrines. They go beyond doctrines to correcting you. If the pastor cannot correct you, he's not your pastor. You know why people shout, my pastor, because he's saying what they like. The moment he calls them to the office and says, the way you dress is wrong. Don't put that kind of mini skirt again. There's a difference between mini and mini. Don't put it again to this church. Please. It's wrong. They go back and they change church. They go to the one that they are wearing earring and leg ring. They say, now my church be this. This is my pastor. This is my calling. They are already with itchy ears. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Why? They don't want to be corrected. How can you come to church with that kind of skirt and go back with the mentality that the skirt is okay? If God really encountered you, there are certain dresses you cannot wear again. You go and burn them from your wardrobe. If God impacted you, there are certain places you cannot even go again. Those party dress, you burn them because no more party. If God really encounters you, you become a Christian with magnitude and direction. Sunday in church, Friday night vigil. No, thank God it's Friday. And go for party. Are you listening to me? So the ministry of a pastor goes beyond doctrine and correction. It goes even beyond correction to reprove. Meaning he calls you and rebuke your wrong character. I say, hey, how you spoke to that person is wrong. Never speak like that again. Aren't you a Christian? So our pastor is shouting for us. Are they paying us? If pastor cannot reprove you, rebuke you. The Bible says a good son listens to the rebuke of his father. That means he's not your pastor. Down to instructing you. Say, why will you be a Christian and you are dating an unbeliever? I'm this direct. Yes. Why? It's not like unbelievers are devils. We want unbelievers to come to the kingdom. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But if they have not come, they should not be dated. In fact, according to the Bible, only a man has the power to bring a woman from the world to the church. A woman does not have the power because she is under submission, under the mission. She cannot tell a man, leave club and come to church. Only a man can tell a woman, leave club and what? Come to church. A woman cannot tell that to a man. That's why all the women that say, we'll go and change them, they've changed the women. You can't change a man. God did not design you to change a man. The Bible even said the man is the one that is supposed to change you as a woman. Wash you with the word. Say the brother is perfect, he's a good man, but the only problem is that he is not completely born again. Which one is semi-born again? Again? And I tell you the truth. The Bible says at the end of 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, if all of this ministry of a pastor is fulfilling your life, it says you become a what? Vessel suitable for the master's use. Are you guys listening to me tonight? Suitable for the master's use. That's why we don't have strong Christians, because they don't want to stay in church. It's only in church that you become a strong Christian. Only in church. I heard somebody talking in an interview. He said, when I stopped going to church, I became stronger in God. You didn't become stronger in God. You thought you became stronger in God. You became stronger in foolishness. That's why when I watched the interview to the end, it was nonsense the person was saying. Rubbish. He said the fivefold will what? Perfect the saints. Verse 12 of Ephesians 4. He said the fivefold. Who are the fivefold? Apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, etc. The fivefold teachers. He said they will perfect the saints. Who are the saints? You and I. We are the saints. We get perfected by the fivefold. Are you listening to me tonight? Evil is happening. You see, and it is through us Christians that God will save humanity. And that's why he said, out of Zion shall what? Saviors arise. Jesus says, as the Father sent me, send I you too. The Father sent him to bring the kingdom to the earth, to infiltrate the earth with the influence of heaven. We are supposed to continue that ministry of Jesus. The Bible said, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, counting all their sins against them. 2 Corinthians 10:19. He said, he has given we Christians the same word, ministry of reconciliation. The the same thing Jesus was doing is the same thing we're supposed to do. And that's why you've got to be intentional about your life. Very intentional. Your success matters. You need to be at the top to influence decisions. By the fire of God, you are working hard. By the fire of God, you get to the top. By the fire of God, you take a stand for the kingdom. If you are at the bottom, you cannot take a stand. I told you people, making first class is part of the agenda. I told you before, thank God we have a lot of first class in this church, including my wife. And the two have become one, including me. Oh, glory, glory, glory. If she has, why do I need to have? Why do we have plenty? My daughter too will have. Are we together? Yes, sir. I was praying for her to have. And she has. And you people have.
Yes, sir.
Say, my God. When you are working hard in that your office, it is part of the agenda. When they call you the worker of the year, it is an agenda. When you get up there like Daniel, you will influence decisions. It's strategy. Why are you learning all the programming languages? Why do you want to become number one? Strategy. It's not really the money. You get to a place, they will say you are in charge of all the programmers. You are in charge of the companies, blah, 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 blah. And you influence godly decision. Like Daniel. Not just working hard in the world. They say, is God faithful? Yes. What is happening? I have promotion. Blah, 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 blah. I cannot talk. You see, God took me here. I cannot talk against evil because if I talk against evil, they will remove my promotion. Blah, blah, blah. That's foolishness. I know there are a lot of people like that. They are considering family. Blah, blah. One time I was talking against wrong things happening against government. And one of my friends said, Pastor, you have family. You have a daughter. I said, so because I have a daughter and a wife, I should not talk against evil again? It's not possible. And I told him that if the devil can touch my family, let him touch if God permits. That's a very deep statement. Let him touch if what? God permits. You think we'll be praying in tongues? We'll be speaking by the influence of God all our life. Do you know how many years I've been praying in tongues? All my life. Somebody will be smoking Igbo. Wake up in the night. They will say, kill that guy. He will not carry the gun and kill me. I will die. Which angel wants to wake up me? Son, welcome for doing so well. Doing so well. How did I die? What you are not aware of. Are you listening to me? You cannot explore in the realm of the spirit. Gehazi was crying. Master! The armies everywhere. They will finish us. And Elisha was warming himself. No fear. There are things that determine your confidence. The Bible said the things which are not seen are more real than the things that are seen. He had spiritual sight. He could see his realities in the spirit, the prophet Elijah. He could see angels so much he couldn't even see one of the soldiers. The angels outnumbered the soldiers. So he was warming himself. He didn't see what Gehazi was seeing. As Gehazi was shouting, he said, Lord, open the eye of your servant so that he may see. When the eyes of Gehazi were opened, the Bible said, Gehazi saw angels so much, he couldn't see one of the soldiers again. The angels were so much, they outnumbered the soldiers. Gehazi's confidence came back. It was intact. The thing he saw in the spirit gave him confidence. Are you listening to me tonight? And listen, when you read that story downwards, nothing happened to them until Elisha spoke. The angels were waiting. Have you read the book called Angels on Assignment? They were waiting. Elijah said, strike all these soldiers with blindness. All of them were blind. All of them, Old Testament. Are you people listening to me? All of them were blind. Are you getting charged this wonderful morning? He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels. No Yahoo boy can touch you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A nikompu cannot sit in his house and thinking of who to use for money. And it is you, your head they want to use. How? The day he sees you, they've caught him. This is how you think as a Christian. One of my daughters was telling me, Faithful, saying 2 weeks ago before she came here, they carried her one chance. And she said, they just drop her. Nothing. Just carry her. When she reached one place, they drop her back. And she knew it. They were making, she just knew it was one chance. And they said, just come out. And they push her. She fell. They know their mission have been scattered that day. They check the blood. The blood cannot even be seen in the calabash. When they look at the blood in the calabash, it was showing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Heat was too much in the temple. Are you listening to me? You know, you brag with these things. You can't touch me. That maga that wanted to steal our land. I told him, I said, you are a wizard. If you come in, I kill you. Because we know our provision in the realm of the spirit. He came for me in the night. When I woke up, they ran away. And I went to him in the office. I said, if you come again, I kill you. They say, Prophet Simon, fast. The guy is strong. Fast for a wizard is a useless fast. We are very intelligent people as Christians. Oh. They say it's only witches they know how to kill. Yeah, we don't only kill witches. We influence decisions. We are very intelligent. We have scientists in this place. Men like Albert Einstein. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's kind of revival that is evolving. Hallelujah. We get to the top like God is using Elon Musk and influence the right decision. Somebody one day said, you know, they say he's an antichrist. Somebody that said go to church is an antichrist. He said go to church. He's an antichrist. Somebody that said because of this woke mentality, everybody unsubscribe from Netflix. They lost over how many billion? 20 in one day. This is where God is bringing you to. Places of influence, impact. Where you stand for Jesus. Are you beginning? I'm trying to explain to you. You come to that point where you say everybody, don't subscribe to Big Brother Ninja. You know, they posted one thing somewhere on Facebook. We say, support our sister. She's in Big Brother Ninja. She's our state. She's from our state. Support what rubbish. You put those pictures next time and say, pray for our sister. She's in trouble. People are making impact. America is number one. And scientists are, America now will be celebrating that we are number one in science, number two in math. We were celebrating in Benue that we have somebody showing their nakedness in national TV. Say, let's support our own. The kid wired has wired, has finished there. What has it influenced people with? Don't be supporting stupid things. Are you people listening to me? They say Nigeria is making impact. For instance, for our songs, our Nigerian songs, they are singing it in all over the world. What song? Baby, calm down. Calm down. How is that impact? Why are we disgracing ourselves? People are making real impact. They are creating radio. We are singing through the radio and calling it impact. I say we are making impact. What foolishness. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? And this is some people's ambition. Some people's ambition. They want to come to a point where they'll be singing, I like the way you do me. I like the way I feel it. Oh, I feel it. And one beat, blah, 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 I feel it. It gets as if they do me. Hey! And they say it's impact. You know, music is so terrible. You'll be saying nonsense because of the sound, the melody. Some of you, if they off that music, they say, repeat this word, you will not repeat it. Music is that powerful. Somebody sit there and say, Omonamenta craze. Start to the craze. Colomenta. If you sit down now and they say I'm Colomenta, will you say it? Some people say God forbid. I know. But if they don't play music, you see them shouting the same people. Oh, Colomenta. Music is that powerful. Through music, Satan has put a lot of rubbish in the hearts of people. There are people who are chain smokers today because of music. They allow the words and the spirit to enter into them. I told you a story of my friend in Kaduna. We were just joking. We were singing the song. Lil Wayne. I got blood in my eyes. Whatever in my veins. Whatever in my whatever. We were vibing to the song. And I became born again and left him. One day, because he had not been born again yet, I woke up in the morning, stretching in early in the morning in NDA barracks. There's one big bush opposite our block. And that boy was coming out from the bush. He was doing like this. I saw him. He do like this. He did not see anybody. He did like this. He now stood up. And I called his name. I said, "Hey, come here." He came. I said, "What are you doing inside bush early in the morning by 5 a.m.? He was now smelling so nice. That their perfume. If you have been there, you know that perfume. When they finish, they just pour the perfume. You see somebody coming from the bush smelling so nice. When he talks, perfume comes out from his mouth. Early in the morning, he has bars. Somebody say bars. I say, his name. I almost made a mistake to call his name again. I said, "You are smoking now, kafara shantaba." He started crying. And I say, "How?" He said, "He does not know." I said, "Hey, I know." I said, "Let's sing that song again. Aga blood." You know, you don't know where that person is singing from. You want to sing the song. These people will finish taking cocaine and Igbo. They'll get to certain realms. From there, they'll be like, "Aga blood. You now, you sit down with your normal, you ate fufu." If you sing those songs, it will not do you the way it's doing them. You have to travel somewhere in the realms. I said, "Give me this thing, let me feel them all." Oh, now I know where they are singing from. I got blood. This is how we have many smokers. Young people, there are some boys now smoking. You ask them, "Why do you smoke?" They don't know why they are smoking. Why are you killing your lungs? In other words, why you they kill your lungs? They don't know why they are killing their lungs. They just want to kill their lungs. Then they'll start consoling themselves. "I know one doctor when I was 78. If they smoke from when he be 20, he never died. People when are 40, when no smoke, they don't die. This life, the day where you go die, you go die. Oh. It not be by smoking." They are consoling themselves. Consoling yourselves. Hear how smokers die most times. You'll be so surprised. They just hit the chest like this. He now mistakenly hit one esophagus that hit one lungs. And that small vein that was holding the two things together, now caught. We're playing football. One guy that smokes, it was on a Sunday. He said he wants to play Sunday football early in the morning years ago. He was just running. They give pass, true pass. He was running. Fine boy. Running. As he was running, he just held his chest and went to the ground. Oh, boom. We rushed him. Carried him to hospital. Guess what, people of God? He died. Cardiac arrest or something. When they trace it, they check his lungs. Black. Igbo. You see that? At that young age, Satan took him. I grew in Kaduna. People used to carry handkerchief and put in gutter. Fetch certain things. Have you seen outside boys with handkerchief before? White handkerchief. You think they are very neat. They just hold it. They are drawing something. Demons are very terrible beings. See the things they make human beings to like. Some is sock away. They'll go and sneeze when nobody is watching them. I know you are surprised. It happens. And how these things, they start small. In secondary school, I knew the day one of my friends started smoking. It was like a joke. We just sat there and said, "Bring that thing, make I see, Bob. What is in this smoking, Zev?" Like a joke, that's the day he started smoking. He went to NDA, they drove him in third tama or fourth tama. Why? He smoked one day and he crossed from Aso Rock. He crossed and entered, so they were training short service. He entered as a third tama, wore their uniform, and started moving around under the influence of Igbo. He now said, "Do you people know me?" They said, "Yes, sir, we know you." They called his name. He said, "All of you lie down on the ground." He lie down. He went everywhere, all of you. He was just punishing people. People fainted. They say he carries sand, put his sand inside somebody's ear. Open your ear, pour sand inside. People were fainting because Igbo, he was punishing from a realm. And when the commandant came and asked, "Well, how comes 1, 2, 3 people, all of them in hospital? What happened? Is this how this punishment is going?" As they asked them, they refused to say the answer. They asked them, it was one girl that said, I will say, it's better I leave it here. She said, it is senior, so, so, so. They called the guy. Are you the one? He said, yes. That's how he left. Under the influence of what? Igbo. But funny enough, do you know there was a time, listen to me, church, somebody was trying to influence a decision. In the US, there was a campaign. The campaign promise was that if I win, I will legalize marijuana. That's what is happening in the world. You see why I must get to those places of the top? I will legalize. You know, when you remove those kind of things, people cannot smoke again. They will feel like they will die. But they will not die. You just behave like you were under a demonic influence because you were actually under. In the morning you wake up and be rolling on the ground. Oh, give me Igbo, I die. Oh, give me Igbo. But after like 2 months, you'll be okay. Doctors, am I saying the truth? You'll be okay. After like 2 months. People that want to stop sins, they are addicted to. That's how it happens. When you tell the Lord, you cry in the service, I'm not doing it. You go back home, it is as if the whole world is telling you, do it or you die. Do it. If you don't do it, you will not die. Endure that little season of suffering. You feel so tired. But nothing will happen to you. You will still be very fine. Are you listening to me? Satan does not want people to rise up as light in the world. He doesn't want people. The Bible said any form of sin cannot inherit the kingdom. It cannot. That's why Satan is fighting so hard. He's coming through system, through influential people. There are people who make so much money, come to a point in their life, and all they want to do with their money is to sponsor pornography. Who do you think is sponsoring pornography? You think it's spirits that just sit down and throw, they pour money on the ground? It is demons through human beings. If you see these human beings, big men. The people sponsoring Big Brother Nigeria, if you see them, you'll be so shocked. They are the ones telling you that, why are you paying tithe? I told you I must have a kingdom reality show. Kingdom reality show. It will bring unity to the body of Christ. Where we will allow different denominations to go and stay. I will be talking beliefs. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Talking influence. Talking the impact of the Holy Ghost. How I grew up somebody's leg. We have to look at your track record. You come with proof of testimonies. It's not for people that will be there and be saying, I don't know why I'm liking this girl. People that will be there talking revival. Whether you like it or not, revival will happen to this state too. Are you people ready for it? It says, so mightily grew the word of God in the city of what? And the church, what? It will prevail. We will talk about how that cultism is not in the state again. Sooner or later. Are you people listening to me? We told you before now. All those ladies standing by the road, your days are numbered. You will not die. You will repent. When people are intelligent, when we influence them with kingdom ideologies, who will go and stand on the road? And look, that's why you should not be scared of preaching anywhere. You see somebody by the road, hold their hand. Make sure you do it fast. You know, one day we finish service and somebody said, my husband. I said, Mike, who are they talking to? I said, Brother Simon, it's you. I said, I rebuke it. I'm telling you, I was trying to say, hey, hello, my husband, how are you now? See me here. I said, this is not the mood to preach, because if I go and preach to somebody calling me my husband, how will that preaching end? My wife, can I introduce Jesus to you? You just go by surprise. Make sure you wear something. You cannot go to preach with V-neck and chain. Talk to me, sirs. Talk to me, mass. You see all those things we are doing online, saying it's Christianity. It is not, though. If you think V-neck and chain is not a bad thing, okay, round neck and no chain too is not a bad thing. Why do you think to prefer that? Why do you want to prefer that thing that is not a bad thing to this one that is not a bad thing? If chain is not a problem, don't put chain. Yes, if leg chain is not a problem, don't put leg chain. You want to die. As long as you don't put the leg chain, you cannot go out. They say, why are you not going out? I know they feel myself. As we're talking now, some people are, Pastor, you are talking against things that are unnecessary. Repent. Repent. You need to repent. Turn to your neighbor and say, fire. Repent. Simply repent. With the way you are doing as a lady, which good man want to marry you? Leg chain, nose chain, ear chains. Not chain, chains. Yeah. You bust your nose. Ah, you put chain. Your leg chain. Some of them put chain in their novel. Look at the pains you are going through. But there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. You can't be living in the name of Jesus with chains. If a lady around you is not smiling, shake her. Shake that lady. Hey, he's threatening you. I say, shake her. Don't be scared. I hear the chains falling. You can't be in Christ and be in chains. It's not possible. We are supposed to influence cultures. We will change the cultures with chains all over your body. How? How? How do you want to shift cultures? I told my wife one time, I'm not condemning. I don't condemn. That's why God called me. If I'm a condemner, he will not call me to preach. Somebody is singing a song as a gospel artist, as a man. You bore your ear, no one. We are not saying one is okay, but you went beyond what we are not even expecting to do, far beyond it. Exceedingly abundantly. Above all we can ever think or imagine. According to the demon at work in you. As a gospel artist, you put here, you now put here. As a man, not a woman, no. We are not even comfortable with women yet. But man, that's number one. Number two, man, you bust your nose. How? What? By what spirit? Which Holy Ghost? Which Holy Ghost? Which Holy Ghost do you have? Which type? Is it a barmaid? You cannot have the Holy Spirit and he will allow you to carry your hand. He will hit your hand. Then when you are done, you say, lift up holy hands. What hands? It's condemnation. They say, don't talk. That's why fathers of faith will look at this generation and say, we don't see hope. You'll be saying they are talking against us. Which father of faith will look at what we are seeing today and say there is hope for the next generation? What they called brutal, terrible, we are calling it normal. I love Bishop Edebo. He said something. He said, even if an angel comes to me and tell me that you, this brother with earrings, should come and sing, I will tell the angel, get out, go back to heaven. It's true. Because sometimes angels, demons can appear as angels of light. By what spirit? You know, I was sharing last week. I said, you would think it's not a problem. The guy is singing a gospel song. We will receive the gospel song. We'll not say we don't receive the earrings. It's a lie. As long as you receive the content, you must receive the vessel. Yes, sir. You cannot say, I like Coke, but I hate the bottle. Is it possible? Can you drink Coke without holding the bottle? It's not possible. So no matter how beautiful the song is, we have to reject it. If we are rejecting that culture, we reject the song. But people today, they don't want to be tag condemners. They say, when we talk like that, people say we are condemners, so we are scared. See, people must always condemn you no matter what you do. There are two different words for judgment, krima and katakrima in Greek. Katakrima simply means I'm condemning this person. Krima simply means, I'm judging you that you are finished for life. And that's wrong. Nobody should judge somebody like that. Nobody is finished. Are we together? Rima is me coming to tell you that, hey, the way you are putting these chains and earring and smoking is wrong. A Christian is not supposed to smoke. I did not condemn you. I just judge that what you are doing is what? Wrong. So when people are quoting, don't judge so that you be not judged. It's not crema they are talking about. It is what? Kata crema. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? That's why Paul said we can test all spirit, we can judge all things. He said we can even judge angels. The biggest trouble to Christianity today, before we close, are the ones in church behaving like the world. That's the biggest trouble of Christianity. We can't tell whether they are Christians. They come to church on a Sunday, on their status, down to status, we'll talk about it. You finish church on a Sunday, it is Davido on your status, just after service. What spirit entered you? Which spirit do you have? I told you a story of a lady in my office. She came for counseling that her brother was dying. And that she has been praying. I like to be practical because I know God is not a liar. If you pray, he will answer you. Yes, I said, see, lady, can you pray how you used to pray for your brother? Funny. I don't even know why I asked her that. Just when she said, see, Pastor, you mean I said, just tell me, how do you start the prayer? What do you used to say? And while she was talking, before she started, her phone rang. And it was, brother, you don't do one thing. One thing, you don't do one thing. Fam. I say, hey. She said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I said, no, pick the call. When she finished, I said, which spirit did you use to pray? She said, the Holy Spirit. I said, no, it's not. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and have time to make this your ringing tone. Very practical. As I'm talking, that some of you, secular music flood your phone. You see, a time will come. The Bible says, as long as the earth comes, as long as the earth is, seed time and harvest will not cease. A time will come, you must reap what you are sowing. He said, for God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he will reap. Now you are hearing, you are using us to catch for. You don't want to delete them. A time will come that it is only the anointing that can help you. I'm not talking about anything. You know, we're praying one time, I sense when somebody, you know, we have seen plenty of cases like that, especially poison. You know, one time somebody gave a testimony here. I called her to my office. Say, we survived, and they tried to poison me. I said, the person is still your roommate. You say, yeah. The people are still around. You say, yeah. I said, go and remove yourself from all those kind of people. Go and remove yourself. I thank God for the testimony. It helped me to tell her to go and unfriend all of those people. I mean, you were in a place, they tried to poison you. There were five of them, including the innocent one. Reject them as friends. Life is, you cannot joke with your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You people were five, and they tried to poison you. Mark the five people, even if some are innocent. Say, please, for some of you that are innocent and some of you that are not innocent, from today we are no longer friends. Be careful. And one time, just for instance, now what I was trying to preach, you one time, one day, out of your foolishness, you followed a man, then I'm poisoning you. Then I'll give you poison of Yahoo boy poison, so that they will cut your head. You see, firstly, if you had the Holy Spirit, you would have not gone and visit a man that you don't know. You see, visitors, they plug her head from a hotel. I used to cry too much. I used to feel sorry, but I used to move on very fast. Because no matter how you cry, that same girl is going to hell. It's not a joke, it's the truth. You know, some of you say, if they kill me, my sin will enter their head. Who said it in the Bible? If sin kill you, you are going to hell. It's the truth. We're saying that this thing is just pure wisdom. You don't know a man, don't visit. Say, I'm getting old, my time is going. I'm 27, 28, 32. Who will marry me? Who will marry you? And sometimes I say, ladies, your expectation is too big. Useless expectations. What happened to our chair in church? You call them small boy. Why are they small boys? See, Pastor Emmanuel, Ochaya has a baby. We thought he was a small boy. I'm very sure Pastor Anne is pregnant by that. You are taking their small boys. your eye is outside church. If you see Corolla, you can't rest again. Corolla and kaftan. If people say in church you are the problem, start wearing kaftan. And start leaving your beard. Leave your beard. If beard is their problem, leave beard. You see a man that you know the reason. You say he doesn't really have. At least you know what he's doing. This one give you 2 million. You did not ask what are you doing. What are, you say, I'm asking when will you come and see my people. 2 million. And when they remove, when they harvest your organs.
Harvest your organs.
Do you know some people, that's their business, harvesting organs. They do business, they trade head and legs. Harvesters. I mean not the church. You got to be careful as a lady. Are you listening? It's longer throats that has killed many ladies. Longer throats. Longer codei. Nobody can go out of your compound without saying, buy me donut. Mickey one. I beg donut, if they come back, can you just please buy me donut? I don't have change. Do you ever have change? Codei. Somebody send you a time. You say, Mugu. You go send tire. Why are you not online? I don't have data. What kind of subscription do you do? 28 gig. Why are you sad? My gas are finished. Beggar. See, no man that has sense can marry any woman that collects gas money on Facebook, gas money on WhatsApp. No man that has sense will marry. They'll just pass away while away time and go and look for a serious person. If you have a reasonable, how can you tell somebody you just met that your gas has finished? Do you have sense? Keep your problem to yourself. That's why they'll invite you. They'll send you 1 million and invite you. You know what you'll provide if they give you 1 million. If they invest your organs, you will give 20 million. You will provide 20 million. They are not losing. You are 20 million. In disguise. You got to wake up. You better value the 5,000 our church is giving you now. Value it. I tell you, you just send me common 5,000. 1 million they are sending you. You remember, you are worth 20 million. But this 5,000 is from the heart. You better be hearing me. I hope you are not just laughing and not receiving what I'm saying this morning. We are the light of the world. Imagine two people with the same mindset get married to each other. Day before I said I was meditating, the Lord told me, say the problem starts from the family. Two wrong connection, one wrong child, two wrong children. Not that the children are a mistake, the mindset becomes terrible. Father don't have time to train. What father at 45 is still playing ninja bet. What is the hope of the child? The son is calling daddy in ninja bet. He's watching screen like this. Hey, Liverpool, what is this? Three straight game. Crystal Palace, Galaxy. What is happening, Liverpool? You were so sure Liverpool will win. And you shout at your son, get from this place, you bastard! You see, Liverpool have caught your game. 3 times. It starts me saying, Pastor, I'll never become that kind of man. Before 45, I'll stop. Who told you? As long as you have registered now, if you don't stop now, you continue like that. Listen to this true life story. One time I was preaching in BSU. One of my cousins was inside. He bent his head. I did not see him. When I was done preaching, he followed me outside. He said, Prophet, he said, you've been inviting me, I have not come. Today I want to repent. I said, Even me, I'm surprised. He is a very stubborn boy. And I held his hand, led him to Christ. He said, that's one. Number two, my session school fees, my house rent, finish. I said, how? The mother sends him money very well. I said, where are you staying? He said, friends,
from friends to friends, 1 week here, 1 week. That's how semester will finish. And that's why I used to run back home, sir. I looked at him. I said, what ate the money? He said, sir, years ago, they ate my 20K. I said, I must collect it back. Bet Niger. 20K, I promised myself that if I don't collect it, my name is not my name. Some of you, that's your problem. They ate your 50,000. You have swear that you must collect your money back. How far? How much have they eaten now? It's almost 1 million. You have not collected your 50,000 back. When you collect 50,000, you now vow to collect 1 million. Yes, sir. You think people that I always tell people that started Bet Niger football, you are betting on football. If you really know football, you don't bet on football.
Yes, sir.
Can you predict football? He said, I swear, within the 48 minutes, Liverpool will score like 3 goals. Before you know, Simi have scored. How did you vision it? Game now end 1-0. Explain the matter. You don't even know how to start the explanation. Saudi Arabia are playing Argentina. You say 5-0, Messi will score 3. Saudi Arabia won the game. Where do you start from now that you have put 5 million that Argentina must win? In fact, you go and sleep that they should wake you when Argentina win. Argentina lost 5 million, gone. Morocco are playing Portugal. Is it Ronaldo who scored 2? Who is Hakimi? Nothing will happen. Walk up. Portugal, they are out. Ronaldo is crying. What will you? You don't bet on football if you know football. If you are there, repent. And if you are doing this, don't give us tight. We don't want it because you'll soon cry. Don't give us. Sporty bet. All of those things are not the will of God. I've seen a lady playing sporty bet before. A lady. And they are the ones telling you that you should not tithe in church. You can't give 100 inside 1,000. You have put 100,000 on sporty bet. You see where your heart is. You don't believe in God though. You believe in mammon, the spirit of the devil. That's what you believe in. But watch us. Watch us. We that you think we are foolish. The Bible said the foolishness of man, the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. The Bible has said to us that the standard will come out from Zion.
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
As we close, shout, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
The standard comes from Zion, not from the world. The Bible says it will be said in those days, for some of us they call Jew boys. It is Jew boys that rule the world according to the Bible. It said to be said in those days that 10 will hold the skirt of a Jew. Another 10, the right side of the skirt of a Jew. They will say, go and show us your God. Those days are coming to pass in this city. If they call you Jew boy, rejoice. We are shifting culture. We are not afraid to call evil, evil. And you that have not found the Lord, run to the Lord now. Run! Don't joke with your life. Davido is not the light of the world. With all due respect, Wizkid and Burna Boy are not. Today we have seen how that P. Daddy is crying in the court. He said he's a changed man. I said, but what changed you? You know, you can cry and say you have changed. If you have not encountered Christ, have you changed? You are just a time bomb. But the guy was flexing before. Some people put P. Daddy. Some of the young people here, maybe P. Daddy was their role model. They did not know that that guy is a dealer of baby oils. But see today. The Lord give you understanding. See today. Some of these people are celebrating the dark things they are doing to come to the limelight. If you see it, you will run for your life. You have been writing about all of your song is love song, erotic song. You want to blow like them. When you get to that realm, when you are tired, you are 43, now you say, I must blow, I can't do anything. They bring you into the inner chambers and ask you severe questions. How many children do you have? Which one can you let go? These are true life stories. Serve God. And you see, if you really serve God in spirit and in truth, you will become successful by God. There's security in God. There's money in God. Shout, there's money in God. I always tell preachers, stop telling people that they should give, they should take the Lord and take the world and
say, take the world and give me Jesus. Who? Jesus says the earth is mine, its fullness, the world and they that dwell in it. Money belongs to God. He said the gold are mine, the silver are mine, the cattle above a thousand years, they belong to me. Have an open mindset. Don't be thinking poverty because you are a Christian. You are not doomed because you are a Christian. Dress fine. Even the book of Proverbs, it says sometimes sit down and eat well with your money. Dress fine. Talk greatness. Don't be giving poverty vibes. If you are a man of faith, act like, you know, if you believe that you are rich, act like a rich man. Don't wait for the money to come first. You have 5,000. What stop you from buying fish? Just take 1,000 inside the money, buy fish of 3,000, 5,000 or 4,000. Eat it and snap picture with one mulch. Don't give poverty vibes. When last did you eat chicken? You say last year. Why? Why? Say things are not easy. It's fish I can afford. Listen, brothers and sisters, gather the money and go and buy chicken. And when you want to eat the lamb, take a selfie. It's godly. Sometimes go out, take care of yourself. You have suffered too much. And it's not because God is not faithful. If you know, sometimes faith will cause you to spend money because of faith. See, the gold are mine, the silver are mine. As you confess it, you just look at the 5K. In the name of Jesus, all things are mine. Madam, give me 2 Tito yogurt there. That's how you behave like a Christian. Poverty vibes every time. That's why some sisters are scared of Christian brothers. The Obab shine shine head, stocking, they hate removing money. They say, I don't like the lady, she doesn't have a management spirit. Your own management spirit has even passed God. It has passed God Almighty. I hope I really touched that side very, very well. Some people are scared of money. When they see money, God will just catch them. They say, how much, if you take this girl out, the way she looks, she will spend nothing less than 10K. And God told you that's the woman, no? Sometimes when God shows you a woman, it's because he wants to upgrade your level. He said, God, with what I'm seeing, I'm not worthy. God says you are worthy. He said, take your 10K. He said, God, this 10K is for the month. He said, take it. Take her out. Ask her, order what you want. Your mind will be doing boom, 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 boom. Say, okay, just give me ice cream. How much is the ice cream? 6,000. Don't fear. Tell the people, give me Coke. Say, I just took something at home. You get all those things now. I just took something at home. I'm not in the mood. I don't really, this is not my life. I don't really eat. Ask her, is ice cream enough? Be trusting God, she will say is enough. If she says no, tell her take another thing. She said Mickey donut, how much? Highest 1,500. Rejoice. Rejoice. You've painted a picture. If she's truly your wife, you'll not be doing that every time to impress her. You can now be open. Ladies like it when you're open. You say, you see, this is my job. I'm collecting 70K. She said, ah, really? 70K? But you know, what do you really do? Tell me everything about it. They tell you that, you say, okay, what if you start so they say, why would a woman be controlling me? Brother, you would die in poverty. They are called help meet. Listen. In fact, you with this 70K, you have never made up your mind to change. You are okay with 70K. See your house, see the school, you don't enter. You'll not be looking for what Paul told Timothy. As long as there's food to eat and water to drink, let everybody rejoice and serve the Lord and be contented. That's the only scripture you know. Why there's food and water to drink, we rejoice and serve the Lord. Meanwhile, he said the gold are mine. He said the silver are mine. Anytime God does something anywhere, the signature is the overflow. We will change the world though, and make no mistake about it, we need a lot of money. Are you listening to me? We need to go to Konshisha Zakibia, send you in bus with security. Are you listening to me? And tell you, go and preach the gospel there. Money will get that to happen, because the people are available yet. will send you to the interior part of the world with high security and tell you go and preach the gospel. Of course, we will not risk it. And we need to pay for the bus. We need to pay for the security. In fact, we own the buses. Imagine there are 12 buses in this town to bring people to church, people of God. The overflow you are seeing today will be small. We will feel everywhere. People will be hearing Jesus. My body will change. Are you listening to me? Anytime God comes, the signature is overflow. He said, Joseph, go and serve that man. Serve him for several years. When Joseph finished, he carried everything, including the two daughters. Overflow. He said, what do you have? 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. He said, bring it. He thanked God. Overflow. Now he's in your life. You think there will be no overflow? He's seated within you. And you think there's no overflow? He's walking through your hands. He's walking through your mind. Are you listening to me? He's infusing your mind with ideas. He's telling you, buy that coin. Buy that. Don't buy that coin. Stay with him so much. So I bought a coin worth 100 USDT. In less than 24 hours, I saw 1,500 USDT. You think that's not the anointing? Then some will say, let it get to 2,000. That's a sign. Withdraw it. Don't be greedy. Say he has more prospect. Which prospect? Withdraw sharp. Stay with the Lord. Pray in tongues. It's very important. Wait on him. He will start speaking to you. You know his voice. So that when you are in modern market and you have somebody's about to pick your pocket, he will say, turn. As you turn, you catch the person. Stay with the Holy Ghost so that when you are in crisis and you are watching how the coin is rising in the market, he will say, buy that coin. Buy it. You will hear him amidst the crisis. I know that voice. I'm buying that coin. They say, why are you buying that coin? Are you mad? He said, no, I understand the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. As you buy the coin, in 2 days, the coin will rise. Everybody will be watching you. Where do you come from? That's when you say, follow me. Let me show you where I come from. The Holy Ghost is the greatest advantage. And through him, we are changing the world. What did I say? We are changing the world. It's all this rubbish they are doing. Walk transgender. We are coming. Shout, we are coming. We will be the top in every sector. A time will come. Every GCMI will be in charge of everything in this town. Because we are very competent. And very prayerful. You know why we have to have prayer to it? Like Daniel, you can get to the top. Wicked men will want you to come down. With everything Daniel had, they said, throw him in the lion's den. Let them eat him. Forget the value he can offer. But because he knows the Lord, it was Daniel that said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? Esper. They put Daniel in lion's den. He did not die. The king said, let me see what your God can do. That was the best part of the story for me. His God showed up. Lion became pillow. What a testimony. The three Hebrew boys say, oh king, on this matter we are not careful. Boss, I've been respecting you, but now that you want to sleep with me, I am not careful. I will throw in the fire. What is the fire? You will lose your job. Throw me. If I perish in the fire, may I perish. But I know that they that know their God, they shall be strong. You put me in the fire, you see a fourth man in that fire. I have lost the job. When you check again in no time, you will see me in charge of another new job. Joseph was in the prison. Joseph was in the well. He kept the good confession of faith. He knew where he was going to. The Bible says, and Joseph was successful because the Lord was with him. You can have the Lord with you in that fire. You are soaking garri. The Lord is with you. It's a process. Are you listening to me? Anything you are, the Lord is with you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the sea water. If you observe, this is like the summary of everybody's life. And he restores my soul. A part of the scripture says, even if I fall, even if I walk through the valley, sometimes you are enjoying. All of a sudden, you are in a valley of the shadow of death. Lord, from here, how did I get here like Daniel? He said, I fear not, for the Lord is with me. He said, for thy rod and thy staff. In present days, the rod and staff is not a stick, it's the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is my strong tower. The name of the Lord. He said, I cannot be scared. Oh king, about this matter, we are not careful. The people that threw them in the fire were consumed by the fire. But the three Hebrew boys, suddenly there was a fourth man. The king said, who is that fourth person there? Ah, it's the hand of the Lord. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. It's the hand of the Lord. And I tell you, these things I'm saying, you will produce them. You are the one that will produce them. Don't go and sit down and say, prophet said, I'm waiting to say, He said, let the book of the Lord, these things we are saying, let it not depart from your heart. He said, meditate upon it day and night. He said, that way you will cross your path to be successful, and you shall have
success.
Be on your feet and pray in the spirit. You will have good success. So you be the one to pray it, pray it, pray it, pray it. You want to see it? Pray. Tell somebody, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray, somebody, pray, 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 inside and outside. Pray in the Spirit. Shabakatalaria bakatosia. Shabakabababababababababababababa. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. You're the fire in my bones. Holy Ghost.
Lift your voice and pray.
You're the life within my bones. Holy Ghost. You and I will change the world. Holy Ghost. You and I will change the world. Holy Ghost. Oh.
Holy Ghost.
And pray. Pray in the spirit.
Shakabatala katalia patakosia pakatala rama. Zekoto polo kopo shukata patakatalia. There is no contest for our God. It is Him and Him alone. There is no contest for our God. It is Him and Him alone. If you are not for Him, you are out. Pray in the spirit and say, Lord, use me. Change the world through me. Change my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Aside you, there is no other. Aside you, there is no other. Sherabaya katatia pala tokatia na bataya. Sherabakatala kia kabala kabaya. Let fire rise from this place. Somebody pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.